Muskie 360 Northwoods Fishing Report is brought to you by these fine sponsors. The Muskie Shop, the world's largest muskie outfitter. Livingston Lures, hear the difference. The Figure Eight Lure Company. The Muskie 360 app.
All right, welcome everyone. You are tuned in to the Northwoods Fishing Report. I am your host, Eagle River Muskie Guy Josh Krieger. It is Tuesday, July 29th, and it has been a minute since we've had a report for you guys. At the end of the day, I am kind of a bit of a perfectionist, and every podcast episode in the past, I spent about 3.5 hours editing. And I got super, super busy this season. I just didn't have time to spend all that time editing the podcast. And when I was at the Muskie Shop Bash here this last weekend on Saturday and talking to some of you guys, I got to understand just how appreciative everyone truly was for this report. And after talking to everyone, I realized I don't have to be a perfectionist. Everyone just kind of wants the information. So from now on, I'll have the podcast coming out for you guys, but they will be a little bit more rough edited just for the simple fact for I want to get you guys the information still, but I just don't have the amount of free time that I have in the past to spend 3.5 hours editing some of these. So like I said, information coming up for you guys. Appreciate you tuning in. It was great to get to talk to you, some of you, some of the listeners, some of the sponsors, vendors, everyone that was up at the Muskie Shop Bash. Super, super neat. We had some new prototype baits on display from Livingston Lures. They had the Gremlin and the Critter, two new rubber baits that will be coming out here next year. And then also the Mustang swim bait, their 7-inch swim bait, which should be available here within the next couple weeks. So a couple things to look at coming out from Livingston Lures, one of my big sponsors. Very, very appreciative to them. The Magnus swim bait has been very, very solid for us this year and has been selling very well. Again, another bait to look at from them that's fairly new this year. The Muskie Shop Bash was a great success. Like I said, it was great to see all of you guys, get to talk with some past clients and some of the listeners to the podcast. Fishing here this last week has been absolutely phenomenal. We had the new moon this past Thursday, and the fish have just been going absolutely crazy. We've been catching a lot of them on bucktails and topwater, and for whatever reason, some of the smaller fish we've been catching have been on some of the bigger bucktails with double blades, and the bigger muskies we've been catching on the bucktails have actually been coming on some of the smaller bucktails, like the 700 series Booker tail, single blade, 700 size blade, and for whatever reason, like I said, has been super, super effective for some of these bigger fish. Right now, it seems like a lot of the fish are relating to mid-lake points or mid-lake bars, structure, stuff like that, where you have deep water adjacent to the structure on both sides. I mean, it has been absolutely a no-brainer. You can literally go and hop from one point to the next. If there's bait fish there, you're going to have a predator on that spot. And they've been moving like crazy and telling you that they're there here recently. So one other thing I would like to mention, as I've talked about in the past, is try not to be too stuck in your ways and only fishing spots because you've caught fish there before, or fishing spots because you've caught fish there before. These fish are always moving. They're following bait fish around. And so it comes down to figuring out what the majority of the fish are doing and targeting those areas. And the best example I have of that, I've been fishing this Eagle River chain now for the last 20 years. And this week around the new moon, we caught fish off of three spots that I had previously never caught fish off of in the past that were mid-lake points. And I even told the client on the first one when we pulled up, I said, guys, I've never caught a fish here before, but we're going to get one today. I said we were going to get a 37. We ended up getting a 38.75. So, you know, a little off, but hey, we'll take it. No one's complaining. And the other really neat thing about that 38.75-inch fish, that was actually the first fish that we finally caught with a tag in it on the Eagle River chain. We got four of them here in this last week, so we have started catching some of them with tags in them now, but for whatever reason, it took us forever to get our first tagged muskie. We had some really, really neat fish caught this last week. I had a client get his first ever muskie, and it was a 42-inch tiger muskie on topwater. So that was super neat, and he totally understood the rarity of that fish and the caliber of fish that he had just caught. So there was tons of excitement in the boat, high-fiving, yelling, screaming. We had a great day. That was actually Thursday, the day of the new moon. 4 hours, we kind of went out around the major. We started at 11. The major was approximately noon to 2, and we stuck 3 fish within that little four-hour window that we fished, starting, like I said, at 11 and being done right around 3 o'clock or so. And we got that 42-inch tiger. We got another 42-inch normal muskie on topwater as well. That fish was also tagged. And then we got a 35 1/4. So that was a great morning or afternoon for us. And that was all about fishing around that moon phase, that feeding period based on the moon's position. And I cannot stress that enough. You know, it's not always a guarantee or you have to specifically just fish these periods, but when things line up, you know, we had overcast that day and you fish that major feeding period, the only one that's present during the day on the day of the new moon, a lot of times you're going to be very successful and catch quite a few fish. As I mentioned, topwater and bucktails have been the big producers. As far as the topwater baits, the Cannonball Junior and the Livingston Lures Big Mac have been the two top producers there. The Booker Tail 700 series, Grape Flame and Goldilocks color. Grape Flame more in overcast, Goldilocks more in the sun. Those have been the most productive for some of these bigger fish. And we have caught a couple on the Hunzi Tail Bangers as well. Right now, the 7-8 combination. I haven't gone much bigger than that. Like I said, we haven't had a ton of success with some of the bigger bucktails right now. A couple of really neat stories. Actually, that 42-inch tiger that the client caught, it was really, really neat. We were working a weed edge, and I was watching our figure eights with Panoptics, and I said, oh, there's a fish sitting just outside the weed edge. And the client is reeling his bait in, his topwater, the Cannonball Junior, and I said, man, Rob, it looked like your bait went right over that fish. It just didn't move. And so he casted back at it, takes, you know, the cast right in the same spot. Fish blows up on the top water right on the weed edge, misses the bait. Client continues reeling, and the fish actually comes back and eats again. So we got that fish in. Super, super neat. Even though it missed it, you know, stay with it. Just kind of keep doing your retrieve, and sometimes these fish will come back. Then the 42 that he caught later in the day actually came in on a swimming dog first and then ate the top water on the following cast. So there again, it was a fish that we had actually seen before we got it to eat. And then the last and really kind of cool story, we moved about a 42-inch fish on a bucktail, and on the next cast, I cast out and I go, got him, I set the hook, and we get this fish in the net, and it's a 35 1/4-inch fish, and it's tagged, so it was really neat and everything. I'm never going to discredit a muskie. I'm always happy to catch one of these fish. They're nicknamed the fish of 10,000 casts for a reason. Again, not discrediting the fish, but I was a little disappointed when we got it in the net. Me and the guy I'm fishing with both look at each other and we go, well, that's not the one that came in on the cast before. It just was not the same kind of caliber fish. Like I said, that one the cast before was definitely in the low 40s, and we ended up catching this 35 1/4. So again, fishing has been very, very good here around the new moon. We'll see kind of how things go as we transition into an in-between moon here this upcoming week. Weather has been pretty consistent. It's been really warm. The water temps have started rising a little bit. They're starting to get close to that danger zone, so just keep an eye on that. Make sure we're not stressing these fish out too much and harming them or putting them in danger of possibly not making it after release. And now the last thing I'm going to cover on the podcast, I'm no longer going to do the moon phase stuff. I mean, we'll talk about full moons, new moons, and feeding windows and stuff like that and how those are key. But all that information is relative to where you're at in your location. And so it's most advantageous if you actually kind of look that stuff up for yourself on the Muskie 360 app. Again, free app, it's right under moon phase. And if you have your location settings turned on, it will give you a live time reading of your specific moon phase feeding periods based on your location. So again, don't discredit those. Definitely keep up on those, but it's not something that I'm necessarily going to go over because it's so specific to the town that I'm reading them off of. And now the last thing I'm going to go into, And again, I know it's been a couple of weeks here since we've had a podcast, but we did have a question submitted from the last one during the podcast Q&A, and it was from a gentleman named Adam, and Adam writes, I'm relatively new to the musky fishing addiction after my family purchased a property on a Northwoods flowage. Last season was my first season truly targeting muskies, and I had some decent luck boating two fish and losing another quality one at the boat. Coming from the bass fishing world where action is more plentiful and typically the fish tell you what they want, I struggle with confidence and knowing if I'm throwing the right bait. With times of limited activity, how do you maintain your confidence in a bait or location knowing fish may just not be active at that time? I'm trying to keep it simple, throwing many bucktails and twitch baits with an occasional topwater around weeds and structure. Regardless, I'm always wondering, am I approaching this correctly? Thanks in advance for your help. Adam, thanks for the email. I appreciate the question. And the first thing I want to cover, and I've talked about this a lot, baits are tools. There is no such thing as a magic bait. It is all about picking a bait that is going to effectively cover the area of the water column that you need to be fishing. So if we're fishing out in 20 feet of water, I'm not often going to be throwing top water. I'm going to be throwing deeper running crankbaits and rubber baits, something that's going to get down deeper to where those fish are sitting. When I'm casting up over weed edges, I'm often throwing top water and bucktails like we have been here recently. You know, I still have the boat out in 12 feet of water because I want to make sure I'm off of that structural drop, but we're still casting over the top of the weeds, and a lot of these fish are coming right off of that weed edge or right in the weeds. So a lot of it just comes down to the water that you're fishing. As far as maintaining confidence, I won't deny having panoptics watching our figure eights has really, really been beneficial in that aspect, because now I'm seeing some of those lazy follows that we may not be seeing with our eyes. And so now I'm getting feedback that's telling me that those fish are there and they're just not in a super active state. So that definitely helps. But at the end of the day, if you're fishing where there is a large concentration of bait fish, there will be predators around. And one big thing I want to stress is to work through spots slowly and methodically. If there is a lot of bait fish present and you know there's going to be a predatory fish there, work through the spot slowly. If you work through the spot too quickly, you may miss that right cast angle to get in front of that fish's nose. So by going through it slower, you're going to cover more cast angles throughout that spot and increase your odds of landing close enough to that fish to get it to move, even if it's not in a super aggressive and active state. So when the fish are not active, a lot of times I will also throw baits that don't advance forward in the water column as quickly. As you mentioned in your email, twitch baits are a great example of that. Give them nice long pauses. I like the dive and rise baits as well. The Livingston Lures Titan is a great dive and rise bait. You can work it deeper, shallower, depending on the weights you put in it. And long pauses are especially effective when the fish are not active. When the fish are active, they're always going to eat bucktails. Bucktails are one of the most effective baits. They have been here in these good conditions when these fish have been active. So again, a lot of it is just trying to stay confident. I understand mentally, this can be a very, very tough and taxing sport. You know, when the fish are not very aggressive, it is hard to stay confident, because when the conditions are tough, musky fishing sucks. Well, I mean, let's be honest, like, it is not fun to go out there and throw baits around for 8 hours without catching fish. We all prefer when the fish are active. So at the end of the day, it comes down to perseverance and a high pain tolerance for mental abuse. You know, just try to stay confident. Just keep reminding yourself it's always on that next cast, and it will happen. Just fish where the fish are, keep it simple, and you will be more successful. Quick little recap again here. As I mentioned from this last week, fishing has been absolutely on fire. Mid-lake points have been one of the big keys. You want to make sure you're hitting some of these mid-lake structures that are adjacent to deep water with good weed edges. Multiple fish have been on the same spots quite often, so make sure you're working through them slowly and methodically. And smaller bucktails have been more effective than the bigger ones. And in the right conditions with overcast or morning or evening, topwater has also been effective. Thank you very much for tuning in, everyone. I hope you guys have great success on the water, and I look forward to talking to you here again soon.
The Muskie 360 Northwoods Fishing Report is brought to you by these fine sponsors. The Muskie Shop, the world's largest muskie outfitter. Livingston Lures, hear the difference. The Figure Eight Lure Company. The Muskie 360 app.